You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. 50-year-old Phil Mickelson notched a big win for the old guys, Tony.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, old guy. He's like half my age. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well,
50.
That means Kepka's a quarter your age. You still got to root for Phil.
No, I rooted for Phil, but let's not make it seem like he's geriatric like I am and you're about to be. Okay?
Oldest ever. Way to go, Phil.
Yep. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Suns beat the Lakers. Trae Young silences the Garden, and Julio Jones says he's out of Atlanta. But we begin today, of course, with Phil Mickelson.
Phil!
Becoming at nearly 51, the oldest player to ever win a major. He won the PGA on a brutally long and hard ocean course at Kiawah. Phil held off Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen on the weekend, and it was the full Phil experience. Lots of birdies, lots of bogeys, lots of missed putts, lots of great chips. Wilbon, how do you explain it?
Tony, Phil's willingness, first, the willingness to acknowledge what it is that means old, what makes you old. I mean, it's not physically. I mean, Phil physically looks better than ever. If you see him in person, and I have relatively recently, he looks better than he did when he was 35. He's in better condition. And it's about the mind and about the ability to concentrate. Some months ago, I had a conversation with Phil Mickelson, and I just said, what is it that means old? Is it physical? What is it? And he said, can you concentrate as well on deadline or on camera as you could 30 years ago? And I, no, of course not. And he goes, of course not. That's what it is. The ability to focus, the ability to get your mind to do, the ability to block everything else out and concentrate, not just for the 4.5 to 5 hours, but 4 days of it against people who are 30 years younger than you and they have nothing else on their minds. And it struck me when Phil was explaining it. Yeah, that's it. Well, how many people can do that and commit themselves to figuring out how do I weed all this out and concentrate on what's in front of me like I did when I was 24? Phil did that for 4 days, Tony. That's the amazing part to me. On maybe the hardest golf course that a major has seen. You don't play this one every year like Augusta National. You play it every now and then, and it's awfully difficult.
Nobody expected this. Phil wasn't ranked even in the top 100, and deservedly so. He'd been seen mostly on TV in those giggle events that don't matter at all. He'd missed a bunch of cuts. It seemed to me that the only reason he was playing was to keep his commercial opportunities viable. I mean, he needed an exemption to get into the U.S. Open. I thought, Mike, and we had this discussion, I thought Brooks Koepka was going to win. Especially after the first hole yesterday when he birdied it and Phil bogeyed it, and I feared we were going into Greg Norman land. But then Koepka didn't putt at all. He had a double very quickly thereafter, and he had no direct challenge at Phil. He did not. And so Phil was able to win this thing. And, you know, when you look at it, he went in the water on Saturday. He went in the water on Sunday. He put himself in harm's way all the time, but got himself out of harm's way all the time. To me, it's a great and almost historic victory.
No, not almost historic. It's historic. No person this old has won a major championship, Tony. And so it is. And Koepka, let's be fair about this now. I mean, Koepka can't even get down to read the putts on his knee. He looks like me on my right knee. He can't get down to read the putts the way he did when he was making everything within 10 feet in back-to-back PGA championships that he won, right? So I think a couple of things worked in Phil's favor. But, Tony, Phil's ability to come back from those bogeys and to get himself out of trouble, to me, was more mental than physical because he could concentrate and hold himself there.
No, you're right. Let me go to Koepka for a second, because I think the mythology of Koepka took a big hit. because he's a guy who everybody expects to close out majors. He didn't do it at Augusta, and he didn't do it yesterday at Kiawah. Phil now has six majors. That's rare air. Okay, he suffered in the way that people who played against Michael Jordan suffered because Michael Jordan won everything. He suffered in comparison to Tiger Woods, and no we all understand that. But he's got six. Only 14 people in the history of golf have six. And if he were to somehow go to his home course, Torrey Pines, where he grew up, if he could win the U.S. Open, the one that has escaped him all the time, he'd be one of the top 10 golfers of all time, Mike. And fans love him. Love him more than other players. They love him. That scene yesterday was like the British Open on 18.
Yes,
like
it was. I'd move him higher than top 10. I'd move him up there. But remember, Koepka's got four. And he's 31 years old. Phil didn't even win his first. He was 32 or 33. So I'm not going to be dismissive of Koepka, who's out there on one knee.
I'm not dismissive. I'm saying the mythology took a hit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's move to the NBA playoffs, Tone, where LeBron James and the Lakers lost game one to the Suns. Chris Paul battled through a first quarter shoulder contusion and earned the ire of Lakers coach Frank Vogel, who called Paul's fourth quarter box out of LeBron a dangerous play and overly aggressive. That's absurd. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis shot just 5 for 16 from the field and took the blame for the loss. Tony, AD right to take the blame?
Oh, 100%. 100%. This is a guy who most everybody says is one of the top 10 basketball players in the NBA, and some people say is in the top 5 in the NBA, and he didn't even play like he was in the top 50. I mean, he didn't do anything. Let's look at these numbers for a second because they were terrible. 13 points and 7 rebounds is terrible for him in the playoffs. 5 of 16 is terrible for him. And DeAndre Ayton manhandled him. DeAndre Ayton, who has won nothing, who has never been in a playoff game before, when he checked him into 3 of 11 shooting. All right, now Anthony Davis says he'll be better, and I believe he will be better, but yes, he was the reason the Lakers lost, unless you saw something different and you were there.
Yeah, Tony, I saw something a little different. I mean, let me get to the Vogel's point. I really like Frank Vogel as a coach and think he is vastly underrated to this point of his career, a successful career. Chris Paul blocked him out. LeBron went in there like a kangaroo and wanted to get at one of his many missed free throws, and he landed hard. I mean, you get to block out LeBron. Sorry, Frank, you can do that. And his dear friend Chris Paul blocked him out or sought to. So let's get rid of that dangerous play stuff. But, Tony, the Lakers were the same Lakers that barely beat Golden State. They needed a last-second LeBron miracle shot to beat a Golden State one-man team of Steph Curry. The Phoenix Suns are not a one-man team. The Lakers look just like they have the last couple of games. They didn't play anybody, and they beat people fairly narrowly or at the end of the game, but the Suns are better than that. Now, what I expect from the Lakers in game two is for Anthony Davis to get 30 and 15. Doesn't mean the Lakers will win, though, Tony, because, you know, the Suns have a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's running around from Vegas, particularly out here in the desert, saying the Suns have no chance. And, Tony, the Lakers got out-rebounded. They're longer, bigger, taller, stronger. That should not happen. The Lakers will put up a much better effort starting with LeBron and Anthony Davis. Does it mean they'll win this series? No, it doesn't. Chris Paul didn't have a statistical marvel of a game yesterday because he was hurting all the way through it. They had two players go great, and they beat the Lakers soundly. So this is going to be a different series, I suspect, than a lot of people expect.
I say this all the time when we get to the playoffs. Game one is the easiest loss to throw away, particularly game one on the road, which is what happened to the Lakers. I look at the Lakers. I think Phoenix is a good team. I agree with you. I think the Lakers are a good team, too. I think the Lakers should win the series because Phoenix only has one guy, Chris Paul, with any particular playoff experience. But we'll see. We'll see. We stay in the NBA. Both number four seeds lost their opening home games over the weekend. The Clippers lost to Dallas, the team they tanked to play, and the Knicks lost to Atlanta when they couldn't stop Trae Young late. Wilbon, which number four seed has the tougher loss to bounce back from, the Clippers or the Knicks?
The Clippers. I mean, the Clippers got beat. Luka Doncic said, you want some of me? You want some of us? I got Timmy Hardaway now, who has lifted his game in the postseason, you know, who grew up watching his dad play some great postseason basketball. He's grown up in the culture of this. And the two of them, Porzingis, can even add junk, come to the show and give the Clippers more of a problem. But the Clippers, Tony, I mean, they just, they look bad in this. The optics, as you like to say, are bad. Doncic whipped their butts, okay? The other game came down to essentially a shot and a possession and a ill-advised substitution by the guy voted for Coach of the Year, Tom Thibodeau, who decided to bring someone in who hadn't played a second of 48 minutes to guard, help guard Trae Young. Big mistake. Trae Young, by the way, Tony, let me continue to apologize to Trae Young, because he is now, he's beyond really, really good. He is great, or the borderline of great. He impacts the game so many ways with shooting, scoring, getting in the lane, passing, setting up his teammates. But I think what Dallas did, Dallas said, okay, you, it's like in the playground. Take your coat off. Let's go. And the Clippers weren't ready yesterday. Do I think they can even the series and likely will? Yes. But I don't have any faith in the Clippers moving forward in this playoff.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, that on draft night, Doncic and Trae Young were traded for each other.
Yeah.
And immediately everybody said, how stupid is Atlanta? And now Atlanta looks pretty good also. I mean, they look pretty good. And yes, I will remind you for quite some time that you discounted and denigrated Trae Young. Let me get to the number four question. The Knicks lost in an excruciating manner. They literally lost in the last second of the game. They could not stop Trae Young from getting into the lane, and they lost when it looked like Derrick Rose had given them the game, nine seconds before that. And then the Knicks did a very bad inbounds play, so that even though the shot got off, was a terrible shot, and it wasn't off in time. The buzzer had already gone off. But I don't think that's the kind of loss, Mike, that haunts you for an entire series. I think you can come back from that loss.
Yep.
And so I agree with you completely that the answer is the Clippers. And the Mavericks should hate the Clippers, because
they
the Clippers
should.
Said, we don't want to play the Lakers in the second round, and you are the easier path. We will simply beat you. And they have nobody to guard Doncic. And Kawhi Leonard and your boy Playoff P, 17 of 40 and 3 of 14 for 3. Here's the problem. The Clippers poked the bear. And the Clippers have accomplished nothing in the playoffs.
Nothing ever
in the playoffs. Yeah. So they probably shouldn't have done that. Right? That's a huge
Julius Randle's going to play better, too. Julius Randle's going to be a whole lot better in the next game. A lot better. Look, he might have had some stage fright in game one of the first playoff game where he's supposed to be the man. He'll come back in game two.
Let me come back to Trae Young for a second. And I was a Knicks fan my whole life. At the end of the game, when Trae Young did this, when he put his finger up to his mouth to shush the crowd and said, all you people shut up, I have to say I admired that. I thought
that
he earned the right to do that.
He did.
Let's take a break. Coming up, the Nets Big Three makes their playoff debut. We will give you our reviews.
And should the Jazz be more concerned with losing game one or by whatever is going on with Donovan Mitchell?
I watched all of Phil.
I get some time.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We'll be right back.
time to deal with your issues in mail time. Let me see what's first
mail
here.
Mail time? See what's up.
Did the Nets' big three live up to your expectations?
Yes. Yes, 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 and yes. If I had to pick a team that looked the best of the 16 playoff teams, all of which have played one game now in the playoffs, I'm going with the Nets 1 in the postseason Wilbon Power Index. Yes. I mean, they all played together for like, I don't know what, the eighth or ninth time all season. They all looked great. They all functioned in the particular ways that you want to see them function. If they're healthy and ready to go, they answered the bell.
I'm going to take small issue with what you said because I don't know that they played great because they shot 5 of 24 from 3. That's the small issue because they're going to get better at that. And you know from our private conversations that I've said if they're healthy and they're out on the court, they're the best team.
Yes.
They're the best team. This series is a mismatch against Boston. They're going to win this easily. They've played 9 times together to this point, and they're 7-2. You got to tell me this. Who can guard them? Who's got
they
a squad who can guard
anybody.
Them? It's a very
Philly.
Simple thing, Mike.
Philly.
They may lose on defense. They will not lose on offense. They will not.
No, it's impossible. But you got to slow them down a little bit, Tony. I think only Philly in the East may be able to do that.
How confident do you remain in the top-seeded Jazz after their Game 1 loss to the Grizzlies?
Well, they're going to get Donovan Mitchell back after this, you know, back and forth about whether he was held out or kept himself out. And he says he's ready to go, and he's been declared in, all in, for Game 2. But, Tony, Ja Morant is a young beast. I mean, the NBA has to get over at some point its dependence on marketing LeBron and Steph. And, of course, we understand why, and I want to see them play forever. But at some point, you got to look at Ja Morant and Trae Young and Luka Doncic and say, you know what? This is the future of the NBA. And the future with Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies could be right now. They played harder than Utah last night. They were ready to grind.
Are you picking,
Utah wasn't
are you picking them to win the series? Are you picking them to win the series?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But you know what?
That's all.
Ja Morant,
that's all
pay attention. Pay attention.
Yeah. So I'm very surprised that they beat Golden State. And I had underrated them. I don't think they will win this series because Donovan Mitchell will come back. But the intrigue here is about Donovan Mitchell. He's cleared to play. His teammates are surprised when he doesn't play. And ESPN is reporting the training staff held him out, that he didn't want to be held out. They got to get him back in, right? They got to get him back in.
He's their best player. They got to have him, Tom.
Most important player. Enough of your issues. Let's take one last break. But still to come, Julio Jones says he's done with the Falcons. So what's next?
Uh-oh. We got a lot of discord today. Can the Miami Heat even things up with the Bucks tonight in
the There's only two possibilities. Either Mitchell says, I can't go, or Quinn Snyder says, you can't go.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 30th birthday yesterday, Aaron Donald, the great pass rusher for the Los Angeles Rams. Donald has already been a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year and a 6-time First Team All-Pro. In 2018, Donald led the NFL in sacks. This record prompted Hall of Fame defensive lineman Howie Long to say last season, quote, when it's all said and done, Aaron Donald will be the greatest defensive tackle to ever play the game. And if that doesn't convince you, how about this from Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman? Quote, I played against Reggie White. I played against Lawrence Taylor. And I've got to tell you, Aaron Donald is the best defensive player I've ever seen.
Oh, jeez. I mean, come on. Tony, those are hellacious endorsements from Hall of Famers.
Yes.
Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor. To me, they're on the all-time 11 starting defenders. All-time. And these guys are saying they're better. That means something for Aaron Donald, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. A not-so-happy anniversary to the Dodgers. On this day 21 years ago, 16 Dodger players and 3 coaches were suspended by MLB for going into the stands at Wrigley Field during a scuffle with Cubs fans. The suspensions totaled 60 games for players and 24 games for coaches, the harshest such penalty ever handed down. It started when a Cubs fan swiped catcher Chad Kruder's hat in the bullpen. Cubs fans, you boys, behaved disgracefully. It happened with one out, tie and run on third, go-ahead run on second. After order was restored, the Cubs popped out to third, and then they flied out, game over. Cubs lose 6-5.
All right, part of me thinks you should be able to point to a security officer, say, get the hat and throw that person bodily out of Wrigley Field. And then part of, without any players going in. And then part of me thinks if I was in that situation, it was my hat or a teammate's hat, I'd go into the stands too. So I'm of equal minds on this, Tony. I don't know which one wins out. It was bad behavior. Bad optics, as you like to say.
Like to say it. Happy trails to the St. Louis Blues and the Washington Capitals. 2019 Stanley Cup champion St. Louis, they were swept from this year's NHL playoffs in the first round by Colorado. The Avalanche outscored the Blues by an embarrassing 20-7 in 4 games. The 2018 Stanley Cup champions, Washington, went out in 4 straight to the Boston Bruins after winning Game 1 at home. So the Bruins thus eliminated their former captain, Zdeno Chara. The Edmonton Oilers, with presumed MVP Connor McDavid, face being swept tonight by Winnipeg. And both the Florida Panthers and Minnesota Wild face elimination tonight. The Panthers to defending Stanley Cup champs Tampa Bay and the Wild to Las Vegas.
Tony, 2 things for me are important here. I don't want to see Connor McDavid go out of the playoffs before I can get to see him play some more. And Florida and Tampa Bay, are they really going to shake hands in that line? Or will this be the first lineup after elimination that turns into a brawl? It's hard for me to imagine the nature of that series leading to calm nerves and graciousness on the way out.
One omission, the Tampa Bay Rays won their 11th straight this afternoon. They have the best record in the American League. Let's go
good
quick to the big finish if we could.
Yep.
The Blazers beat the Nuggets in Game 1. Break it down.
Blazers stole one, Tony, and tonight is Game 2. Joker's got to exert his will on that series some more. It can't just be scoring and rebounding. Got to be passing. Sixers beat the Wizards in Game 1. Were you impressed?
No, Wizards should have won that game. Should have won it. Dodgers
really?
Have won 7 straight, and the Padres just pulled off a 9-0 homestand, which is the bigger deal.
The Padres. The Dodgers are champs. The Padres are still trying to establish themselves. San Diego. Julio Jones told Undisputed he's out of there. With regard to the Falcons, where he's played his whole career, your thoughts?
There'll be 20 to 25 teams that'll line up. At the end of his career, he's a Hall of Fame receiver, and he's still got something going on, I think.
Yep.
Last one, Heat at Bucks, Game 2 tonight. Who you got?
Tony, Jimmy Buckets ain't going 4-for-100 tonight. And Milwaukee won on a last-second shot. Even when he did, I got this series becoming even. Heat win tonight to even it at 1.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow on Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Now, SportsCenter.
Bobby Cook and Aubrey Rothrock. Shout out. Play golf.
I should have done that from the left side.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.